What is God up to in the world today? You see, when you begin there, you realize God's will, you see what God is up to, and then you can adjust your life to God and to following His purposes. Does that make sense? I know this metaphor kind of breaks apart after a while, but if you think about a river, if you think about a river, and if you think about that being God's will, all right? Now, if you wake up every day of your life not realizing that God's purpose is for you to go down river and you're trying to paddle up river, you waste a lot of your time and energy, don't you? And really, what do you accomplish? If you're paddling, that is. You don't get very far, do you? Well, this is what I'm talking about here. You see where God's will is, and then you adjust your life into God's will. Does that make sense? You kind of look at me like the first service was. Does that make sense, though? We try to understand what God is doing around us in our community, where we live, and then we adjust our life into God's will, right? And then we can be kingdom building. And you know what the amazing thing is? Sometimes those of us who work and work and work and work, and it seems like we never get anything done, and when we finally get into God's will, all of a sudden we have more energy than we ever thought we would. Why? Because we're actually accomplishing something. You see, I'm one of those doers. I got to get out of bed, and I got to have a reason to get out of bed, or that bed sure feels awful good. Anybody else have this problem? Yeah. Yeah. I got to do something, right? And whenever I go to bed at night, if I've accomplished some things to me, man, I feel good. I can sleep good, right? But I wonder how many nights I go to bed and I really haven't accomplished anything because I really haven't taken time to stop and see what God's will is. You see, another way to think about this is, what is it that God is purposing where I am? Once I understand what God is doing, then I know what I need to do. Amen? Make any sense? Do I just have you thinking? Got your left brains working? Is that what it is? Focus needs to be on God and His purposes, not on my life. I found a very powerful quote from Henry Blackaby that just put it right what I was talking about. We are a doing people. We always want to be doing something. Amen? We always want to be doing something. The idea of doing God's will sounds fairly exciting. Once in a while, someone will say, don't just stand there. Do something. Sometimes individuals and churches are so busy doing things they think will help God accomplish His purpose that He can't get their attention long enough to use them as servants to accomplish what He wants. Now, I want you to hear that again. That's a powerful sentence of Blackaby's. Sometimes individuals and churches are so busy doing things they think will help God accomplish His purpose that He can't get their attention long enough to use them as servants to accomplish what He wants. Do you hear that? We often wear ourselves out and accomplish very little of value for God's kingdom. I think God is crying out and shouting to us, don't just do something, stand there. Enter into a relationship with me. Let me love you and reveal myself to you as I work through you. A time will come when the doing will be called for, but we cannot skip the relationship, Blackaby says. The relationship with God must come first. Does that make sense?